Good morning, dear Aura Brilliance, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today's Thursday, 19th of January, and sunny morning here in Auraville on 21 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says mostly cloudy with a shower in places and partly cloudy over the night, with temperatures from low 21 to high 29 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Chance on a thunder storm is on 20%, and we can expect precipitation of 1 mm. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 58%. Following is a short interview with Chris Perry announcing the Saturday morning event on media literacy, made by Silke.
So what is the talk about?
So in the United States, at least, and this is true around the world, young people, adolescents, are consuming a tremendous amount of media. On average, over 9 hours a day of media outside of school in all different forms. If we don't, in schools, help young people to negotiate their mediated world, we're not teaching them to be literate citizens in the 21st century. Media literacy teaches teachers how to teach students to think critically, to evaluate, to analyze, and to produce media in all different forms. It is a essential skill to teach students how to read their worlds so that they can be agents of change, so that they can make informed, responsible, aware, conscious choices in their lives. I'll be presenting a workshop on Saturday that will give teachers very concrete strategies and skills embedded in some basic theoretical frameworks that have to do with teaching teachers to teach students to question all aspects of the media through critical questions, whether it's their textbooks or the films or the Facebooks they use or the paintings in Pongal, to think about who produced, for what purpose, are these credible messages, what are the values, how were they constructed, how do I interpret these messages different than other people, what should I believe from them or not, what should I do as a result of these mediated messages. My name is Chris Sperry. I am the director of curriculum and staff development for Project Look Sharp. You can check it out on the web, all free materials for teachers for integrating critical thinking and media literacy from creche through college online. And I hope to see teachers with us on Saturday.
And here's an important invitation from the Auraville Council, inviting us to a special gathering with Jean-François Nobel on Tuesday, 24th of January, between 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion. This event is offered to groups and individuals who share the interest on having a fundamental shift in our economic system, a shift towards integral wealth. And they title it From Scarce Money to Integral Wealth. With the question, can Auraville build a global gift economy? During this event, Jean-François Nobel will share the state of the art of post-monetary technologies. He will lay the foundation of how Auraville can design and scale up a generosity economy. Jean-François will also explain why he has chosen himself to live in the gift economy, which allowed him to address some of the deep issues of fear and scarcity worldview, both at the individual and collective level. Otherwise, on Sunday, he will be still sharing between 9 a.m. to 12:30 at Unity Pavilion, Wisdom of Act. Let's look at the calendar. Today is busy. At 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we invited to volunteer presentations, the true stories on volunteers. And today we have Lisa Mogher, a French psychomotor therapist, who will share her experience in practicing sensory and physical activities with Tamil children aged 3 to 6 years at Auraville School. Iris Chiang, a preschool teacher from USA, will explain her activities with ArtCard. Today at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can update and overview the activities of the Land Board as well as their recommendations. LFA AU will present their current activities as well as further ideas for raising fresh financial resources. At Zero, our willing conversations are going on today between 3:30 to 5 p.m. at Citadin Art Gallery, Aster on Sri Aurobindo's Ashram and Zero. Divyanshi Chung, with integrality in all spheres of life, revitalizing the last of our spiritual truth in all life, at Reading Room at Savitri Bhavan at 5 p.m., the theme Integral Education. On Friday at 4:30 p.m., we are invited to Unity Pavilion to presentation on African astronomy and cosmology by Anuk Chavala with Indigenous Knowledge System from the Department of Technology of South Africa in Pretoria. Otherwise, weekend will be in Farm Festival between 20th to 22nd at Food Link, opposite of Certitude. Entrance is from the Tar Road and Puncture Service. On Friday, they will start with games and activities for children. At 10 a.m. at Sustenance Farm, you can learn how to cook. Between 11 to 12:30 would be presentation on activities on different farms. On Saturday 21st, between 10 to 12:30, there would be a farm visit by a tractor leaving every half an hour to different farms. Between 9:30 to 12:30 at Unity Pavilion, only for our villains and newcomers, will be screening of a film towards self-sufficiency food. At 1 p.m. there will be organic lunch from farm produce. And at 3:30 p.m. also at Unity Pavilion, they will screen a film, An Appeal from Auroville Farms, followed by talk by Vivek on Our Farms, Our Future, and then with Lucas, Challenges for Organic Farming in India, concluding with 5 p.m. with cultural program. Sunday will start at 10 a.m. to lunchtime, again, a farm visit by tractor. That sounds really exciting. And between 11 to 12:30, presentation about the activities of different farms, followed by organic lunch. At 2 p.m., a collective visit of our biggest farm, Annapurna, and also collective transports by bus is provided, but you need to register. And the festival will conclude at 5 p.m. with cultural program and closing ceremony. On Saturday 21st, we are invited to Wellcafé in Sweden to listen to Lefteris and Friend with live music. Lefteris is a Greek musician visiting Auroville with his family. The live music will be followed by DJ Priscilla until midnight. Auronet is updating its user login system as part of its regular maintenance to keep the system secure. In layman's terms, the storage system of the password in Auronet is getting upgraded to a more sophisticated and secure system which requires a one-time reset of all users' name and passwords of the users. So they're asking you to follow the announcements on Avinet to see how you can do that. And the date when they're gonna do it is gonna be 19th of January, which is today. And for that reason, Auronet also is not going to be available to this afternoon between 3 to 5 p.m. At Cinema Bharat Nivas in Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there was Screen Manhattan, directed by Woody Allen, and was made in USA in 1979. At Eco Film Club at Sedona Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. you can see Mega Structures, India's solar power plant, made 2016 and directed by Charitra Parasarathi. At Bhavishyata they are screening movies, and today at 7:45 we will see National Award-winning film Kadambari Devi, directed by Suman Ghosh. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an East Asian horror drama, Train to Busan, made in South Korea in 2016 and by writer and director Sang Ho Yen. On Saturday, International Adventure, Moana, made in USA in 2016 by director Ron Clements. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see Kubo and the Two Strings, made in USA in 2016 by director Travis Knight. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, drama comedy Bed and Board, made in France in 1970 and directed by François Truffaut. Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The surest way towards this integral fulfillment is to find the master of the secrets who dwells within us. Open ourselves constantly to the divine power, which is also the divine wisdom and love, and trust to it to effect the conversion." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.